Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. I'm Kate Johnston, and I'm an eating habit and weight loss coach for career women. I'll help you become the person who no longer has bad eating habits and loses the weight she really wants to in a way that lasts. Let's start. Hi there, career women. Willpower, as you may have found out through personal experience, is unreliable. That's because it takes an incredible amount of mental energy, and our human brains were designed to try to conserve as much energy as possible. In this episode, I'm going to share what it is that you need to do instead of using willpower to eat healthier. This is going to be the simplest thing that you can start doing now without my help in my coaching program. This will actually help you to create healthier eating habits that you can maintain for life and make it much easier for you to lose weight and keep it off. But before we get into that, I want you to listen and nod your head yes if any of these are you. You feel like you are a hard worker in your career or in your personal life, so why is it so hard to just stick with healthier eating? Should be simple, right? Or you love feeling in control as a career woman, so it's really frustrating when you feel like you can't control your eating habits, especially when there are tempting foods around. Or you feel like you start out really strong using all of the willpower, and then someone offers you chocolate, for example. You don't even know why you take it and eat it, but you do, and then you feel terrible about it afterward, wondering why you did that when you were doing so well. Then you feel like a failure and completely fall off the wagon. I could go on, but I'm sure you're nodding yes to at least one of these by now. As I mentioned in the beginning, willpower will only take you so far. Think of trying to use willpower to either break bad eating habits or eat healthier as you swimming against a really strong current in the ocean. You may be successful at first, but you're going to get so fatigued and end up drowning. And career women really don't want to be wasting mental energy trying to rely on willpower to eat healthier. There's so many other things that we need that mental energy for, or we want to use that mental energy for. I know certainly I didn't want to waste any energy when I was trying to change my eating habits to lose weight and feel more energized. That was the thing. I wanted to feel more energized, not feel like I was utilizing all of this mental energy to try to choose the healthier thing. So you're going to use this instead of willpower to eat healthier. It's actually a little three-step process that you can start doing right away that takes the place of willpower, and it's much more effective to create healthier eating habits. Those three things, or those three steps in the process, are a trigger, a doable behavior, and a reward. So I'll explain each of these. Our brains need to have something in the outside world actually trigger us so that we then have a thought, which then creates a feeling in our body. The feelings that we experience in our body are what either make us do or not do something. That's called a behavior. So the thought and the feeling occur very, very quickly, so you don't need to worry about that right now. The behavior always results in something. Our brain will only repeat that behavior if it has some sort of reward associated with it. So sometimes the result is the reward, or we need to actually create a reward. If there's no reward at all, you can repeat a behavior, but you're going to have to use willpower to do so. So there's the three parts of that sequence of events: a trigger that leads to a thought that then creates a feeling. And again, those happen so quickly. And then that leads to a behavior, which then should have a reward. This sequence needs to be repeated multiple times to have a chance of becoming a new habit. So we're not going to worry about that thought and the feeling right now, because I'm going to keep this really simple for you so you can do it on your own. So for this, we're actually going to start with the behavior first. Decide what it is that you want to do. If you want to start packing your lunch for work, for example, rather than ordering takeout or not eating at all, then that's the behavior. So this is entirely up to you. So I'm just using this one as an example. You're going to then make that behavior super doable, something that you're pretty darn sure you can follow through on. So if you've been ordering takeout 5 days a week, and ultimately you'd like to just order takeout once a month, that's like your end goal, I would not jump right into that right away. I'd recommend maybe deciding that you will pack your lunch just 1 or 2 days during the week and make that your doable behavior, at least for the first week or two. Then you can always increase the frequency of packing your lunch. Now, once you have your doable behavior, they're then going to think about what will trigger you to do that behavior. So kind of two parts to this. What will make it easier for you to remember to do the behavior and to actually do the behavior? This can be as simple as a post-it note or an alert on your phone reminding you to pack your lunch the night before for work. And if you've predetermined that you're going to maybe shoot for doing this twice a week to start out with, and you decide on Monday and Wednesday, which, side note, I highly recommend getting very specific and planning it out ahead of time, then this is a great thing to put on your phone as an alert, because you can actually schedule it in for the time that you want to do the behavior. So if you want to bring lunch to work on Monday and Wednesday, and you're going to want to pack this lunch the night before, then put an alert in your phone for Sunday evening and for Tuesday evening to alert you to pack your lunch. Then you're going to think what else you can do to make this task of packing your lunch easier. And this sounds like a lot of thinking, but it's really not. It's actually very quick and easy, and you'll come up with the answers to these questions very quickly. Also, if you're concerned about actually eating that lunch that you've packed instead of ordering the takeout, then you want to think about what will make it easier for you to then eat the lunch and not order the takeout. So that might mean making sure you pack a lunch you enjoy eating, right? If you hate salads or you're not a fan, then don't pack a salad. So maybe something that's quick and easy to eat as well. So if you don't have like a long lunch break at all, then maybe that's going to be something that's going to be more helpful for you to actually follow through on eating that lunch you packed. Make something that's very easy to eat. So maybe even stick a note for yourself inside of your lunchbox reminding you of how good you'll feel after you eat this lunch instead of the takeout. So that can make it easier to follow through on eating that lunch that you've packed. So you're going to just think of a few things that you can that will trigger you to actually pack your lunch, and then how to actually make it easier to follow through and eat that lunch instead of the takeout. And this all brings me to the reward part. That all sort of ties in with the reward. So there are two main types of rewards, external and internal rewards. External rewards would be something like putting a sticker on a calendar, lighting a candle, putting on some cozy slippers and reading a book, or getting your nails done. Internal rewards are positive feelings, so things that you feel inside of you. So positive feelings are created from positive thoughts. An example would be a feeling of pride from thinking in your mind that you made the healthier choice for lunch. Good for you, right? So you get to decide what reward you want for yourself for this behavior. And I recommend a reward that's like very simple and easy to do, preferably something that you can reward yourself with kind of quickly, right? You don't want to do like an end of the month reward, because that's just too far away. Your brain's going to kind of forget about anticipating that reward. Like the reward sort of needs to be closer to the actual behavior in order for your brain to want to do the behavior again. Here's the caveat. No food or drink rewards. We want to get out of any habit that you may have of rewarding yourself with food, because that defeats the whole purpose. We want to break that link that you may already have of food serving as a reward for like a tough day, for example, or food serving as your reward for going to the gym. So once you choose your reward, you're going to want to make sure that you actually do give yourself that reward. When I'm working with clients, I check in with them to make sure that they did reward themselves with the thing that we've predetermined ahead of time. I think it's so easy for people, especially for career women, to just do without taking a pause and telling ourselves what a good job we did or rewarding ourselves with a treat, a non-food retreat, a non-food treat. And it's so much more fun to be able to take that moment to feel good about something that we did or to give ourselves that little external reward. And it really is useful because it helps to encourage that new behavior. So don't feel guilty about rewarding yourself. It's actually part of the process. Doesn't this sound so much better than just utilizing willpower and then dealing with the frustration when that willpower runs out and then all your efforts feel like they've just gone to waste? Super frustrating, right? And it takes just a little bit of thinking in the beginning to see what will serve as your trigger and what will help make that behavior easier to do. But once you've decided that in the beginning, you're set. And once this behavior turns into a habit, you're really set. It will be so much easier to gain that momentum, start eating healthier, and lose the weight that you want to lose. And then you'll actually be able to keep it off because these are healthy lifestyle changes rather than short-term changes or drastic diets or even non-drastic diets. There's a lot of diets out there that don't seem that drastic, but they don't address the things that need to be addressed in order to stay consistent. All right, so that's what I have for you on what to use instead of willpower for healthier eating. If you're a career woman who is wanting to lose some extra weight and recognizes that you have some eating habits that are making it more difficult for you, this is the podcast for you. You've come to the right place, so be sure to follow the show so you get all the newest episodes as they come out. And if you'd like my guidance to break bad eating habits more quickly and efficiently so that you can lose weight without wasting further time, then book a free consultation with me using the link below in the episode description. All right, my friends, take care. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk with you next week. Become the person who loves her eating habits and her body so you can enjoy more of your life. I'll help. Start now by just setting up a time to talk with me by visiting katemjohnston.com/consult.